So checking in again that your posture is how you intended it to be. And we're now letting go of the body and the breath as the primary focus of our attention. And we're putting the beam of attention on sounds, recognizing that we're surrounded by a soundscape and choosing to feature hearing as we did before when we were featuring the breath and body as the focus of our attention. So giving your attention now to whatever is there to be heard. Sounds near, in your body or in the room. Sounds in front, sounds behind you. Sounds far away. Sounds and the spaces between the sounds. Being aware of the silence between the sounds from which the sound arises and into which it disappears. Not searching for sounds, just allowing them to arrive at your ears courtesy of the sound waves. And seeing if it's possible to hear the different sensations within those sounds. The loudness, the pitch, the rhythm. Sounds coming and going, passing through your field of awareness. And when the mind gets carried away, returning over and over again to feature sounds in the center of your field of awareness. And there's maybe no sound there. If that's the case, noticing that sound of silence. And perhaps almost recognizing any tendency we have to label our experience or label the sounds. Perhaps judging them as to whether we like them or not. Maybe wanting more of some sounds, less of others. And as best you can, allowing sounds just to be as they are. Sound waves arriving at your ear. Arising and fading. And so moving on now, letting go of sounds, even though they will be continually arising, but instead bringing your attention to the stream of thinking itself. We focused on the breath, then the breath and body together, and then sounds. And now we're bringing thinking center stage into the field of our awareness. So rather than seeing thoughts as a distraction that take you away from your chosen focus, actually focusing on the thoughts as they arise. This doesn't mean trying to think, but rather recognizing thoughts as they arise and beginning to recognize them as mental events that arise and pass. In a similar way to the way we were noticing the sensations in our body or sounds. No need to try to control them, just allowing thoughts to come and go as we did with the sounds. And when thoughts arise in the mind, maybe seeing them coming and going, rather like clouds passing across the sky. Just as the clouds are not the whole sky, your thoughts are not your whole mind. So rather like clouds, thoughts of different shapes and sizes, sometimes seeming to fill the whole mind like the clouds fill the sky, and sometimes hardly there at all. So observing this for a while, seeing your thoughts as mental events that arise, stay a while and then pass, and that the spaciousness of your mind, rather like the spaciousness of the sky, is not affected by the thoughts or the clouds coming and going. And some thoughts have an emotional charge, sadness, worry, fear, joy, frustration. So being aware of any emotions that come up and allowing them as best you can and noticing where you feel them in your body. Noticing that emotions, rather like sounds and thoughts, come into awareness and then disperse naturally in their own time. And if at any time your mind gets caught repeatedly in the stream of thinking and the story of thinking and feeling, remember that it's always possible to return to your breath and body, to anchor and stabilize you. Before returning again, if you choose, to focus on the coming and going of thoughts and feelings. So noticing if you're getting caught up in the content of thoughts, caught up in the story and the characters. And when you get caught up in this way, as best you can, establishing yourself back where you can watch the thought stream once again. See each thought as a thought, arising passing on. In much the same way that you were watching sounds arising and fading. And now letting thoughts go into the background of your awareness, and letting go of putting your awareness on any particular focus of attention. Allowing your attention to be on whatever arises, body sensations, sounds, thoughts, emotions. Aware and awake to whatever is in your experience as it arises. We call this choiceless awareness. Being open to allowing your experience to be however it is, and noticing whatever is present for you with a kindness and a compassion. And if at any time you get lost or distracted, remembering you can always come back to the breath and the body, anchor yourself back into the present, and then widen out again to experience the wider sensations, thoughts, emotions. Sitting with whatever comes and whatever goes, being present to it all as your experience unfolds, moment by moment. And now, for the last few moments of this practice, coming back again to a narrower focus on the breathing. Remembering always that wherever you are or whatever you're feeling, times when your mind is scattered or restless by the events of the day, your breath is always available to settle and steady you, helping to bring you back into the present, and allowing a sense of stillness and ease. So keeping your mind now back on the breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, and the sensations that arise as your body breathes. So now, as this practice draws to a close, as best you can, allowing this non-judgmental awareness you've been practicing to follow through to the next moments of your day.